Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday show. Hopefully everybody's ready for the weekend. Yeah, it's June is quickly coming to an end. Can you believe that? We got one more week or thereabout. Yeah, no, see, today's the 23rd, so next Friday is the last day. It's hard to believe that the 4th of July is almost here. It's like really so less than 2 weeks away. You know, it's like it just kind of creeps up on you, doesn't it? So how's everybody today? Ready for an exciting weekend? You're going to have some fun. Back to a subject that, well, been talking a lot about lately, which is relationships and how to build a relationship and expectations in a relationship. And as I mentioned, and I'm writing a book based on what information I get from spirit, okay? Channeled material. And I've been getting information. A lot of it has been on relationships. So I'm going to read a little bit from the book. Okay. And then we got some articles on relationships and satisfying each other's needs in a relationship. We're not doing the sexual thing so much. It's about other physical, emotional, and spiritual needs. And we're going to talk about that a bit. That's what we're going to do today, and I'm going to hear what you have to say, and then, you know what, I have a couple of people waiting for a while to talk to me, so we're going to jump into a couple calls, and then we will flip into some things, my writing about relationships, and some articles about relationships, and an Abraham quote on, well, not really related to relationships, but kind of on the theme of satisfying each other's needs in a relationship. And real quick, before I take calls, if you're still with me, I've kind of changed my own personal perspective on it, on relationships and developing one. And I've been on dating sites, and I've met women on dating sites, and I seem to run into, and you know, as we get older, you're probably really young compared to me. I'm 69, so I'll give you the exact date. It feels like people's perspective changes, and what they present about what they want in a relationship or going to go into a relationship. And I met somebody recently on this attitude of, well, let's be best friends. Let's just develop. And I hear this, let's just be best friends. And I have to stop myself and go, is that what I really want? No, of course I want best friends. I think a great relationship is best friends. But my own personal perspective is on that is you develop the best friends as you develop the intimacy in a relationship. And I'm not talking about sex per se, but I'm talking about intimacy being, the hand-holding, the cuddling, the kissing, the hugging, just that two people developing that closeness together that goes beyond friends. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking about that, and I kind of rewrote what I need or what I want or what I desire in a relationship is to develop both of those together, both the intimacy, you know, getting close to somebody on a physical, emotional, and spiritual level, but also the friendship. And I think one leads into the other, but one doesn't, you know, like the friendship comes first and then you get into the intimacy. I don't believe that. That's just my personal opinion. And I've read a lot of articles on that and studies done on this. And some of the studies will go the opposite way. Generally, the studies on particular how people get together and how they have a relationship is usually that romantic spark, that connection starts a relationship. Now I have callers, and I know you've been waiting a while. I have 650 and 770. And so I kind of believe that. So we'll talk about that. And I've changed my perspective on it a little bit. And I'm going, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Time out here. You know, it's not like, wait a minute. No, you don't want to be. You just want to be my friend. Well, there's a lot of friends. And I have a lot of friends, both male and female. So that's not where I'm going. I don't know how you feel about that. What do you think about that? Do you think that you can develop both together at the same time, that there has to be this initial spark between two people? It doesn't even have to be initial. It can be working with somebody for a while or neighbors or whatever it is. But at some point, you hit that spark. That light goes on and you go, ooh, I really want to get to know this person at a deeper level. I want to be more than their friend. And that's where the intimacy kicks in, the hand-holding, the walking on the beach together if you're into that sort of thing, right? Sharing meals, you know. Okay, so I'm going off here a little bit, but that's just kind of what I've been thinking about. I don't know if you agree or disagree. That's okay, because we all have our own particular needs and perspective on this sort of thing, and it's okay. If you don't agree, that's okay. I understand. So let me take a call or two. And then we'll get into some more articles, and I'll read you a little bit about what I've been writing, what's been giving me, my spirit group. And then we'll have some other articles. I have one from Pam Grout and some ones on basically relationships. Okay, are you ready? Are you ready? 650 and 770. Okay, and you remember, I'm about how, not so much about when, if you understand the difference. Hello?
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you? And who am I speaking to?
This is Miranda, and I agree with you. I think it doesn't necessarily have to be a spark right away. Once you meet a person and you just start spending time with them, I think intimacy builds over shared experiences and discussions, and it can build over time. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever had that experience. Oh, let's be friends. It's like, wait a minute, time out. You know, I got plenty of friends. What is this? What do
yeah,
you
I
want?
Know.
Just a friend? You just want somebody to listen to you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're going towards a relationship, you're going towards more than just a friendship.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
A friendship is part of it, and I've done my own personal surveys on that, where I know couples that have been together for over 10 years, and generally they'll almost exclusively they'll say, "Oh, my partner is my best friend." So that happens.
Yeah.
But there's still that warmth and connection between two people. So what's going on with you today? Miranda.
Well, I'm actually.
That's a beautiful name.
Yes. Thank you. it is. Thanks. No, I'm not actually. My question wasn't really concerning relationships. I was wondering if you could help answer a mediumship question for me.
Okay.
It seems that the doors of channeling are opening up, and I've a couple of people that I know have passed away recently, and the first one was definitely a visitation, and I just got a second one too, and I don't know if you could pick up whether that in fact was also a visitation, and she was a name given, which is weird, you know.
Why?
So she came in, I was in my bed, she comes through this door, greets me and says hi, and I say hi, and I don't know the details of her passing, I just saw a post that she had passed away on Facebook, and so I
are
said,
you
so what happened?
Are you comfortable with, were you comfortable with the energy?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
I was. And
okay.
I'm actually quite open and receptive to all of this, and I know it's a part of my path, and I said, so what happened, and I could see her lips moving, but actually first she gave me a name of somebody, and I have no idea who this person is, must be connected to her in some way, and
right.
and then she started talking, I could see her lips moving, but I couldn't, the dream just died, it blanked, it faded away, and I just...
Okay, so first thing I heard for you is take your time, relax into this. Don't expect too much all at once. You have to build the energy. You have to build a vibrational field to have this to happen. You know what I mean by that?
Right. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you have to raise your vibration to a place where mm-hmm. you can be open to receiving visitations if you're up into it. Do you have, let me ask you a question, because this is really, really important in doing this. Do you have mm-hmm. a, like, I call it a gatekeeper, a spirit guide, a master, a teacher that will help mm-hmm. filter out who's coming through?
I don't.
Well,
I'm just, I'm relying on spirit, like,
okay.
Just,
well, you develop that gatekeeper. You ask your spirit mm-hmm. guides or somebody to
right.
be your
right.
gatekeeper, so that because mm-hmm. you know there are earthbound spirits that are kind of confused
right.
and lost, and you don't need a bunch of those coming through. Okay.
True. No, you're absolutely right.
When I started channeling years ago. Many years ago, I was in a group, mm-hmm. and it actually was a class, and one of the ladies in the class started getting this lady who had Eastern European accent, and she was lost,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was stuck. And so the teacher, the instructor of the class, encouraged her to call on, in that case it was Jesus, and it could be a lot of spirit guides, it doesn't have to be that, to come mm-hmm. and remove this person and send them to the light, which happened. So if you start to get uncomfortable with somebody coming through because they see you're a light and they want to, you know, connect with somebody mm-hmm. in the physical plane, just mm-hmm. you know, just call on whoever your teacher is to say, you know, mm-hmm. spirit teacher, please take this person and send them to the light. I don't want their presence. I don't need their presence in my life.
Mm.
That's what I'm hearing for you, and I think that's really important.
I'm sleeping, so I don't think I don't even feel like I have the conscious awareness to do that. And
well, you'll know that you'll get the energy.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just mm-hmm. you. How do I put this? At some point, you're going to be more open to it, okay?
Right.
You know, if you ever saw the movie, the TV show, The Medium, where she would walk through hospitals and dead people would try to talk to her all the time.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
She learned at some point, you know, what they didn't emphasize is that she should have created or had a gatekeeper that said, no, you're not going to visit her. Nope, you're not going to visit her. Nope, I don't want visitors.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So
right.
I'm just saying, as you go forward and you develop this ability, mm-hmm. this talent, this vibration, there are those who are going to approach you that you don't necessarily want to communicate with. It's not your job.
Okay. Right. No.
You want ones who are maybe need some help, maybe need some guidance, or maybe they have some information for you,
right.
but aren't in a negative place, right?
Right.
I don't know why I'm
right.
telling you all this, but I think it's important for you to know this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Because you have
okay,
a gift. Not everybody has your
yeah.
gift. You know that.
Of course, right. Right.
So this gift will be really cool if you learn to use it in a way that helps yourself and others. Okay?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah, I guess it was just innocence on my part. I was just like, okay, well, God's going to make sure that, you know, I don't get bombarded with
well, you
energies.
Have to,
that this,
you have to ask.
Yeah,
ask and
yeah,
it is
yeah.
given. You have to
okay.
ask.
Okay.
They
Got
don't
it.
Assume you want it unless you ask for it.
Okay.
You know,
I
they're
will
not...
ask my guides. Yeah, I will ask my guides for guidance. And
okay, you'll do really well at this. You'll be fabulous, okay?
Well, thank you. Thank you
is your
very
mother
much.
Is your mother still alive?
Is my mother, sorry?
Your mother still in physical form?
She is, yes.
Must be a grandmother. No, it's a grandmother on your father's side.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. Uh-huh.
She's passed, right? Grandmother
she
on father's
passed.
Side.
Yes.
Ask her to help you. She's there kind of as a guide okay. for you.
Oh, okay.
Ask her
I've
to
been
help
told
you.
That, yes. I've
okay.
been told she's around. Yeah. Okay. I'll
so
ask
her.
Her
to help
okay.
you. Ask her to be kind of mm-hmm. like your filtering system. And she'll do it.
Okay. You're connecting with her and she said she'll do that. She'll offer
yeah.
that for me.
Yes,
cool.
absolutely.
Okay. Cool. Good.
She's a a spry spirit, if I can spry, or almost like elf-like in a way. I mean, not elfy, but you know what I mean by that? It's just kind of full of energy and full of spunk, I guess is a good word for it. Well, Yeah.
That's a very accurate description. She was full of energy and life, yes.
Okay,
very
so
strong
ask
woman.
Her to help, okay?
Okay, okay.
Very good. And it's somebody that knows you really, it's somebody that knows you very well and is really interested in your life going forward. It's not like asking a stranger. It's asking somebody that is in your ancestral group that's really interested in you. Okay?
Right.
Go for it.
Sounds wonderful. I appreciate the guidance. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay. You know, I really love being able to help people represent information from the spirit. But if you look at my episode information, these are meant to be very short little sessions. And if you want a more extended session, you can go to my website, my email me or call me. And normally it's $1 a minute. Okay. So, but I'm not regretting doing this and helping this person, but I just kind of mentioned that as, yeah, I appreciate the assistance also. That makes sense. Yeah. Let me take another call. I know you've been holding a while. Ooh, we got into an extended. Now they're going to go, well, you're going to cut me short now, right? No, I won't. No, don't worry about it. Hello.
Hello. This is Sandy.
And hi, Sandy.
I did enjoy what you said to her. I thought it was very good.
Thank you. So what's going on with Sandy?
Oh, I know we were trying to talk about relationships, but it looks like we kind of get off track sometimes, don't we?
Well, people have needs and questions
yeah.
and concerns. But everything
yeah.
is a relationship. That's a relationship with spirit guide. Spirit
yeah.
guides. That's a relationship. It's not romantic, but it's an important relationship to develop, right?
It certainly is.
Okay, so we can use the broad term relationship here versus the romantic relationship issue. Spirit likes
yeah.
to play in that. They like to take things to the stretch the envelope, if I could use that expression. Okay.
Yeah.
So what's going on with you today?
Well, you know, kind of like she is about, you know, being having spirit. My mom passed last year in July 2nd.
Okay.
And the thing is, it's just like she's, I don't even feel like she's here.
Oh, okay. So is there a question there? Or I
yeah.
can sense the concern that she's not around you and you're not picking up. And I just get not ready for it, not ready to do it, not just giving you space to cope with what's going on with in your life without being too much of a guiding influence, because you have to make your own choices at this point. And it's necessary for you to make your own choices. And that if you really needed her assistance, she would be there for you. But she's just kind of keeping with watching you, observing you, but not necessarily involved in you, in your life.
Okay. Okay. Maybe. Yeah. I see what you're talking about. But maybe it's she's seeing how everybody in the whole situation will act.
Right. An overview. Getting a better. They want to know. She wants to know how you're going to work through this, whatever this is, right?
Uh-huh.
Whatever the lessons you need to learn, she wants there to be, to observe, and that at some point in the not too distant future, okay, she'll pipe
yeah.
in, I guess. Pipe in is the word I hear. Pipe in, whatever that means to you.
Yeah.
Jump in.
Well, in other words,
okay, wait a minute. Time out here. We go. Let me give you some advice. Let me steer you to something that might give you a little advice or lead you using synchronicity.
Okay.
Open up some door, open up something, and you're going, okay, got it?
Okay.
So you'll get it, but when she's ready, not when you're ready.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah,
it,
yeah. And
it's about
and if you
family
really,
dynamics.
If you really feel that you're ready for some advice, she's willing to give it to you and lead you to answers that you need. Okay?
Okay.
But
okay.
Again, I get that she's waiting for you and waiting for situations to play themselves out before she pipes in. I keep getting the word pipes in. I mean, she must have been just like kind of jumped in situations from time to time, right?
Yeah, and maybe she's going to jump on top of my brother.
Letting him make his own mistakes so that maybe at some point he will realize that I'm screwing up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, because that's what I've been doing is letting him dig his own hole.
Yeah, and so she.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, that answers that.
Okay. Did I get it? Is that what you're looking for?
I guess so.
Don't put a lot of pressure. Don't let it unfold naturally. Don't put pressure on the situation. Just go, okay, I know when she's ready, she'll jump in and she'll help me to get clarity in where we're going. Okay?
Okay.
Got it?
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. So, I think we got it, don't we? For the moment, yeah.
Yeah.
Be well. Have a good weekend. Have some fun.
Thank you.
Yeah, really seek to have some fun. Smile a lot, even though the pressure is not to smile, but making sure you do smile. I don't know why I say that to you, but just you'll know what I mean. Okay?
Yeah, it's my birthday tomorrow.
Oh, happy birthday. Well, do something really, do something really special for you. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Even if that is a cool bubble bath, whatever, or not, and just do it for you. Okay?
Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You don't need outside help on your birthday to appreciate yourself. Well, I like that expression.
That's true.
Okay, go for it.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
People have interesting. This has been fun today, isn't it? Isn't it kind of fun questions today? I think that's kind of cool, huh? Yeah, all about spirit and what's going on with spirit in your lives. Yes. So we're back to relationship. Maybe we'll get back to relationships. I don't know. So what is about relationships in your life that's so important? You know what? I'm going to review a little bit. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm kind of vacillating back and forth. I don't know how much time we've used in this discussions. How much time? Oh, where are we at? Yeah, I'm halfway through the show. So let me kind of get into my discussion today, what I was writing, because I haven't been writing all week. It's kind of frustrating. This book thing is slowed down to generally a crawl the last few days for some reason. Oh, yeah, I have a lot of going on this week and things I've been dealing with and helping people and helping family and helping friends. And it seems like my writing time got kind of scrunched a little bit. I write like in the morning, usually somewhere between 9 to 11 is my time to write because I'm clear-headed. I've had my coffee. I'm going, I can do that. I could do it now. Versus late at night. I'm not a writer late at night. I'm just like, oh. Okay. So let me get to page. Go down through my pages. And hopefully I write on my iPad and it goes to my iMac. Yeah, my Mac. Yeah, my Mac computer. Okay. So we're going to get into one little section about maintaining the relationship. Now, this is unedited. I have to go back and edit this someday, so I'll be kind of stop and go, what is I saying on this one? We'll go back to it. Maintaining the relationship is really about each partner living by the principles of love. If each partner is willing to respect, be generous, compromise, appreciate, and show compassion, show tenderness, and seek to satisfy the needs and wants of each individual, you are on the road to maintaining a lasting relationship. the last part of this discussion is about maintaining the romance of the relationship. It doesn't matter if the couples are in their 20s or 80s, there needs to be romance. This is not necessarily sexual romance, but the need, the deep tenderness and desire to be close to both physical and emotional ways with your partner, holding hands, snuggling, hugs, and their physical connections maintain a closeness that is necessary to keep the romance and relationship alive. And I might have to rewrite that, but I'll get to it. Okay. A hug and a kiss and the taking the moment to share with your partner is necessary and is a necessary part. See, I apologize if I sound like I'm editing as I go. It's a necessary part of your relationship. To keep a relationship alive and thriving, there needs to be appreciation and energy applied to the needs and wants of your partner. This takes due diligence on each member of the relationship to be aware of the physical, emotional, spiritual needs of the partner. Of course, each one has to be aware of their own personal needs, but they can't do so insulated that they only think of their own, so insulated that they think of their own needs. When you turn completely inward and you always come first, you put a strain on the relationship. A continual ignoring of your partner's needs and wants to satisfy your own personal satisfaction will drive a wedge between you, the both of you. Eventually, this would lead to your partner going outside the relationship to satisfy and get their wants and needs. The us in a relationship is the balancing of your needs, your partner's needs, and the needs of the relationship itself. Okay, and I'm going to read the next part of this. It's not kind of related. It's just the next little section, and this is like the beginning of a new chapter, really. Next, we're going to address a different type of relationship. This is the relationship you have with Source. Now, you call it God, but for this article, it's Source. Before we get into laying the groundwork for developing a dynamic relationship with Source, we are going to discuss the nature of Source. What is Source? Where did Source come from? Where is the Source located? What role does Source want to play in your lives? What does Source expect from you? Is Source the same as God? Your cultures have names you pray to and worship, and many gods and many goddesses. As we discuss the nature of Source, we will also discuss certain aspects of gods and goddesses. Okay, then the next section is about Sarah, my spirit guide or spirit group, and I wanted to kind of highlight that. And we'll get into more of this another time because I'm going to start writing maybe next week and we'll finish the rest of this section, but it's kind of a little tease here. We want to tell you a little bit about what is Sarah. We think explaining Sarah will help you understand a little bit more about Source. Sarah is not an actual individual spirit energy. We are a group of spirit essences, okay? Like the word group there. We pull combined experience and information to present material of people like George. We use different names based on what energy, what the receiver is and out and receive energy in and out of the group. We avoid using specific names of historical features. The message is more important than the authors. So you can understand the nature of individual essences who have made up the group. There's a few names of those who served in the group. Jesus, Carl Jung, Michelangelo, Abraham Lincoln, and there were some others that I haven't got to yet. So that's my writing. That's where I'm at right now. How cool is that? So we're going to get more into Source, and we're going to get more into what Sarah is and what Sarah's made of and what Sarah's doing. My group, it's a group. Okay? Then we'll go on into that. So that's, I wanted to keep you abreast of what I've been writing, and it's fun, and I love to do this a whole lot. Okay? A whole lot. And it's so. We'll do that. Yeah. So this has been fun for me. Okay. So what are we doing next? I'm going to check back with you guys and see what you want to do. Okay? Where are you guys? Oh, okay, no callers. So if you want to call in, if you want to get a message on relationships, I'd love to do that for you. And that would be cool. And we can go from there. Okay? So what are we doing? Okay. So let me get into the Abraham material. We'll do that. And we'll move on into bigger and better stuff. Okay? So the Abraham quote, if I can find it for today. Here we go. You know, if you're familiar with Abraham, is much like Sarah. It's a group of individual essences that come in and out of a group. I don't know if Esther Hicks, who channels Abraham in the group, defines it quite that way. She doesn't define the nature of the group. She just says it's a group of non-physical entities. I kind of define it a little bit more for you as when we talk about Sarah more. So you don't have to worry about their vibration if your vibration is one of connection. Because if your vibration is one of connection, you're going to dominate the vibration. This is where you learn your relationships. The thing that most people do not understand is that you can control, you get to control the way you feel. Because you're close, you choose the thoughts you think. Most people think that they only have the option of responding to the circumstances surround them. You guys getting this so far? Well, I'll go back and kind of describe it a little bit more as we get into it, because there's a lot more here than that, okay? And that's what makes them attempt the impossible, which is to control the circumstances around them, which only feeds their feeling of frustration and vulnerability, because it doesn't take very much experience, life experience, to discover you can't control all of these circumstances, but you can control your vibration. That's really the key point here. You can control your vibration. That's kind of cool, isn't it? And when you control your vibration, you've controlled everything that has to do with you. So your thoughts, your vibration. You can't necessarily change everybody else, and you can't always change your circumstances directly. But you can change your vibration, and you can change your thoughts, your feelings, which will have an impact on the relationship and the situation in your life. Does that make sense? Am I making sense? I hope so. And so that's what we're talking about in relationships. You can't change other people. Absolutely not, right? You cannot change other people. But you can influence other people. You can set an example for other people. You can show love for other people. And that influence will make a huge difference in somebody's life, in your life, right? You think? I think. Yeah. So we're having fun today, and this is kind of an interesting thing. This is kind of fun, and I'm really, really, really interested in relationships. So I'm going to get into some articles in a moment, and then we'll delve more and more and more into this. Yeah. Okay, so let me get back to the articles at hand and what I've been reading about. And what I want to share with you about this whole thing. So where is the article I want? I don't know. Where's that article I want? Any questions so far? I want to get your comments. Oh, I do have callers. It's a new one. 770, we talked, I think, unless you're new. If you're in the chat room and if we haven't talked, because I kind of space out a little bit. So 770. Now we're talking about relationships today, whether it's with a non-physical entity or it's a relationship in your love life and all that sort of thing, because that's what I'm focusing on. That's what I was reading about my article, is about the importance of satisfying each other's needs and putting sometimes in most cases the relationship above, the nature of the relationship above our own individual needs. That's hard. Because we're basically selfish at some level, aren't we? So let me take a call, 619, and then we'll get more into this relationship, and I have a couple articles on that. Okay? Hello.
Hi. Hi there.
Hi there.
Yeah, this is Donna.
I'm sorry, speak up just a tad.
Okay, let me take you off speaker one moment. Okay,
take
hi,
me off
speaker.
Oh, I don't want to be I'm on speaker.
My name's Donna.
Donna, so what's going on, Donna?
Well, I think this is a great topic because, boy, this is the one area that I am constantly having to remind myself to put, you know, what, like you were saying, the relationship above, you know, my feelings and stuff like that. So this is really a good
Your feelings are really important, though. So you can't deny
your
feelings. Spirit would say to you, your ancestors would say to you, you balance your feelings with the feelings of those around you, whoever that might be.
Sometimes I think that my feelings are probably just a little bit more than what it really is, you know, because I'm very sensitive. I don't know. Sometimes I get my feelings hurt too easily, and I'm trying to overcome, or trying to
What's that expression about that one that I kind of hear for you? Sometimes, you know, you have to take what people say with a grain of salt, because you have to look at the author of who's saying it to you, and their weakness and their whatever is going on with them, because they might be going through a whole bunch of stuff. And they're reacting to you because based on their problem, not your problem.
Right. Yeah.
So you have to kind of step back sometime and go, well, what's that person's problem? You know, it's their problem, not my problem. Does that make sense?
True. Because
we sometimes react to other people as if they know everything about us, and they don't. You know very little most of the time, right?
True. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so true. Yep.
So, do you have a specific question?
Well, I'm not in a relationship right now, so as far as romantic wise, so that area, I don't even know what to ask in that. I'm void of a significant other. So,
do you want one? Do you want one?
Yeah, eventually, I would like.
You seem very passive about it, which is okay.
Well, yeah, I do want one. I just want it. When I do decide.
Okay. Let me give you what Spirit says to you about this, and I'm not going to make a prediction because I want to show you more of how than when, because how can be. When can be frustrating, because to make the when, we have to have the how first.
Sure. Yeah.
So you're very passive about this. Do you have, and the question for you is, do you have what you're looking for in a relationship? Have you really defined what you're looking for?
Right. Well, somebody a lot like me with the same values and,
well, that's the most belief. Those are two of the most important things: values and interests, right?
Yes. Oh yeah.
Now,
well, beliefs.
I'll give you one clue on that one, which is really important, and a lot of people miss this idea that differences are really good in a relationship, because if you're both identical and exactly alike, it gets boring.
Yeah.
So if you have some differences, not deep emotional, differences like. Even political or spiritual differences, if they're huge, sometimes that's overcome. But if, let's say, you like certain activities and your partner doesn't like certain activities.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
Then you learn from each other and you get to appreciate something new in your life. So be open to that. Be open to that.
Totally. Oh, I would be.
Just say, I want to be in a situation where I can celebrate our differences.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I have no problem doing that.
Okay, so what's the problem? You're just not ready.
I haven't made the effort. I guess I expect them to come to me when I need.
That's
to
okay.
There.
That's okay. Yeah. You just have to turn it over to the universe, God, whatever expression you want to use, and say, okay, bring it to me. Bring me.
Oh.
I'm ready. Just say I'm ready.
Oh, I can have it. Oh, I can say that. Okay.
I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. You know, almost you can put and one of my favorite authors, and she writes on this all the time, is Pam Grout, Grout, and she has some exercises to manifest whatever you want in your life.
Okay.
And she puts time frames on it. She says the universe.
Oh.
Now, your time frame may not be tomorrow, obviously.
Right. No.
But she has exercises which I've tried and I've used, and they work. Is, you know, in the next 72 hours, bring me something. Or in the next 2 weeks, I want to meet a potential partner. In the next 2 weeks. It's almost like you're commanding the universe. In the next 2 weeks, I want to meet a potential partner.
Okay.
Or you can say in the next month, by the end of summer, I want to meet a potential partner. Yeah. Whatever you feel comfortable with.
Okay. All right. Well, I feel comfortable with asking for anything, you know.
Well, tomorrow might be hard.
Well, I'm talking. As far not just relationships, maybe job-wise.
Can I give you an example of that?
Yeah.
In my case, what I did, and it was the end of December, and New Year's Eve was coming up, and I hadn't been out on a date New Year's Eve in a long time, okay? So I thought to myself, maybe I should just ask the universe for a date for New Year's Eve. No, it's not – I'm not asking them to meet the love of my life. I'm just asking for a date, just a simple date, right? And so December 31st, like sometime early in the day, I get contacted by a lady I had met on a dating site, and it had never gone anywhere to begin with. And she just calls, you know what? My date broke. My date canceled for New Year's Eve. Uh-huh. Are you willing to meet me and go out?
Oh, that's so cool.
Because
well,
that was like within 70 hours. Yeah. I said, within 72 hours, bring me a date for New Year's Eve.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
So
wow,
it happened.
So
you can use that kind of thing for a job in 72 hours or a week. Bring me a new job. Show me a job that I would really love to
Okay.
All right. Try that. Start with the little things. Like, you know, like in 72 hours, I would love to have somebody buy me a cup of coffee. you don't have to get into the big stuff, you know, like in 72 hours, I want $1 million. Well, you're testing the universe big time on that one.
Right.
Try the little ones first.
Okay.
Happens, and get back to me and see if any of these. I bet it will work. It will work.
Okay, well, good. That's good. It worked for you, so why not? I mean,
Pam writes in her writing. She does give examples of people that have worked through her process, and it's not just about theoretical. She presents actually people that have written back to her saying, "It worked. It worked. This happened. That happened." Okay.
Well,
so take care.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Have
time.
A beautiful weekend.
Bye. You too. Bye-bye.
And if you're still listening, try for something this weekend. Something to happen this weekend that would be kind of fun. Like you can do as simple of in the next 48 hours, I would like something to do that's really a lot of fun. And you could do that. Okay, we didn't get into all the articles I meant to get into because I got I had some fun calls. I appreciate that. So I will be back on Monday. I'm not sure what I'm going to talk about on Monday. More relationship stuff or maybe spirit talking to you or, you know, we'll talk to more dead people. You know, I joke about dead people. And or I will share more of my writing on Monday because that's what I like to do. And at some point, this is all going to be published as a book. And then you're going to go online and you're going to buy it. Okay, an ebook. Yes, you will. I gotta stay optimistic and positive about that. Well, let me. Is there anything else I can talk about in the next few minutes? Less than a minute. No, I just encourage you to have fun this weekend. I encourage you to enjoy the summer. I encourage you to love yourself and do things that are really special for you this weekend and this coming summer. And be kind to somebody else. Show compassion. I guess that would be my key thing. Show compassion to somebody else this weekend. And that would be a wonderful thing. So thank you for listening. I love you guys. And I will be back. Okay. And have a great weekend. Bye.